Sweet Sparkies brings you Terry and the Pirates. I wish I could give you a clear picture of what is happening to Terry and his friends in Calcutta, India. But things are confused by intrigue, undercover activities, spy trails that crisscross, and many unseen dangers. But this much we do know. Somewhere in Calcutta is a master spy, a Nazi enemy agent. That German operator is the evil genius who is helping the Japs in nearby Burma to improve their deadly robot bombs. That is the enemy Terry, Pat, and Flip Corkin want to catch by working with the British secret agents in Calcutta. But all has not gone well, nor will it, as you'll see in just a moment. So stand by!
Oh, here comes Breaker with the bang, bang! Rat-a-tat-tat-tat, bang, bang! Quaker Puff Wheat Sparkies, the wheat that shot from guns. The family's favorite breakfast, the wheat that shot from guns. Quaker Puff Wheat Sparkies have vitamins, do tell. The easy step to extra pep, and boy, the taste is swell. Here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat, bang, bang.
Hello, gang. Say, why is it dangerous to be a sculptor? Well, he makes faces and busts. Putty good joke. Uh-oh. And what's busting with flavor like fresh roasty nuts? Why, good old Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies and Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies. It's music to a mother's ears when you crunch these wholesome grains of wheat and rice. Cause she knows they're crammed full of nourishment. Every bite is brim full of food value. That's what helps you get fit and stay fit. So dive into a dish of delicious Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies or Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies. They bring you restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. You know, gang, cereal so restored is in one of the groups of seven basic foods Uncle Sam wants us all to eat every day to keep strong. Gosh, it seems like you never tire of crunching those kingpin kernels of wheat and rice. They're shot from guns, exploded 8 times larger. Fall in, gang. Fall into a bowl full tomorrow. Or try them with fresh fruits or berries for dessert this evening. Buy them in the big red and blue Quaker package. Well, gang, Pat Ryan has stepped into a mess of bad luck. He and Terry tried to invade a spy hideout, and Pat got shot in the leg for his pains, plus a bawling out from General Leander, the chief British agent. Pat is now confined to the hospital, and Terry has been ordered to remain in his hotel room. Flip Corkin is the only cheerful one. As Pat entered the Calcutta hospital, Flip went out. Yes, and joined Terry at the hotel. But even Colonel Corkin is getting involved in all this mysterious spy business. Well, anyway, he's confused about something. So listen closely and you'll catch on quickly.
You bet your sweet life I'm going to find out why Aleta says she isn't Aleta.
But Flip...
I'm going to find out why she's in Calcutta, India, when the last time we heard of her, she was in Tingling, China.
Yeah, Flip, but...
And I want to know why I get the brush off. Here I try to be nice. All I want to do is be friendly. She freezes up and says, I beg your pardon.
But you could be wrong,
you
know.
Look, fella, maybe I forget names, but I don't forget faces, and I don't forget voices. And, oh, what's the use? So it isn't Aleta. It's a twin sister, which she hasn't got.
Listen, Flip, Aleta isn't like that. She wouldn't pretend she wasn't who she was if she wasn't. Or does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. But I can make sense.
What are you going to do?
There's no harm. Connect me with the room clerk, please. Aleta is living in this Hooghly Hotel. I'm going to have... Hello? Oh, yes. Well, this is Colonel Corkin, room 9H. I have an invitation for dinner this evening, and I wish to call the young lady and tell her I'm unable to join her. And, you know, old man, I can't seem to recall her room number. Perhaps you could help me. Oh, yes, the name, Princess Catherine. Huh? Oh. Well, that's all I know. Huh. I see. Thank you. No luck.
She doesn't live in the hotel?
I bet she does, but that clerk has orders not to admit it. But I'll find out what this is.
I tell you...
And don't argue with me. It was a later. She was at the door. Maybe it's a later.
Okay. But if I were you, Flip, I'd forget all about her. What? Why, it's General Leander. Won't you come in, sir?
Sure, thank you. I didn't drop in to see if you were remaining in these rooms or not. Oh, so it's you, Colonel Corkin.
Now, good evening, General Leander. Won't you join us for a few minutes?
Is there something wrong, sir?
Hardly, with Ryan hospitalized and you confined to this hotel room. But you caused my office no end of trouble, you know.
Yes, I know.
But there's no need to go over all that ground again. We'll just have to make a new start in this spy-catching business. I'm sure Captain Fitzroney is not the... or was not the master spy we're looking for.
Well, Fitzroney is dead anyway.
Yes, and his men have gone into hiding, and all trails are lost, thanks to the blundering of you and your friend Ryan.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
You don't sound very sorry, young man.
The intentions of Pat Ryan and myself were the best, General.
A man was killed, one of our best operators, killed by a feathered dart just outside your door. And still you persisted in leaving the hotel and going to Joppa Road and... But that's over and done with.
Yes, sir.
I happen to be on other business in this hotel, so I thought I'd drop in and give you a few facts.
Yes, sir.
You also, Colonel Corkin, now that you are out of the hospital.
Why pick on me, General? I'm as innocent as a new laid egg.
You have curiosity, Colonel. It's quite a large bump. But let me suggest that you control it.
And that's exactly what I
thought. And if you don't mind, Terry, let me finish, please.
Yes, sir.
Now then, inasmuch as this Nazi spy business has been messed up considerably, we have to adopt new tactics. We want to catch the master spy, and we also want to catch the killer of my men.
The man who throws those large feathered darts?
Yes. The killer and the chief spy may be one and the same person. That is something we don't know. But, those are the objectives, to catch the spy and to catch a fantastic, vicious killer.
Sounds like a mystery story, General.
Let us hope it has a happy ending, Colonel Corkin. But I advise both you and Terry Lee not to venture on the Calcutta streets after sundown. Keep in the well-lit rooms, and above all, do not be curious. Understand?
No, I can't say that I do, sir.
Well, let me put it this way, Colonel. There are more ways than one of skinning a cat. It's quite obvious that we cannot pursue the usual procedure against this unknown Nazi spy. So now we must adopt more subtle methods.
For example?
What a man cannot do, sometimes a woman can.
Oh, I see. So you'll have some of your women agents try and locate and trap this Nazi spy, eh?
I shall leave that up to your imagination. But, as I said in the beginning, don't be too curious about what you might see and hear, Colonel Corkin.
Oh, thanks for the advice, General. I'll bear it in mind.
Well, this is not criticism, you understand, but well-intentioned advice. Getting along. You gentlemen deserve a good rest and leave the spy-catching business to us, eh? What? Good day to you both, and enjoy Calcutta.
Goodbye, General.
Goodbye, sir. What do you make of that, Flint?
I don't know. Why should he drop in and warn us not to be curious about what we see or hear? What insane hell have I done to make him say that? All I did was to leave the hospital and come over here to the hotel and... I wonder if... Say, you don't suppose it was because... I mean, I met her in the lobby and she said I was mistaken... Say, do you think...
Hey, what are you trying to say?
By golly, I'll bet next season's crop of wheat. That's what she did. She called General Leander and told him to tell me to keep away from... But if that's the case, then she's working for British intelligence.
Hey, what are you trying to say, Flip? I don't get it.
Aleda. I'll bet it was Aleda. I wasn't wrong. She's been flown here from Tingling Lake.
Huh?
Sure, that's why the general said not to be too curious about what I saw.
Well, even if it is true, don't get curious.
Bless my boots, I gotta find out about this business.
Now, Flip, what did the general just get through saying?
Quiet, young blood. I've got to do some fancy thinking. There must be some way to reach Aleda or Countess Catherine, as she calls herself. I've got to know if she's working on this spy business and why.
Who is it?
General Leander, open quickly, please. May I come in? Thank you.
Yes, of course, General.
I've just been down the corridor and talked to Terry Lee and Colonel Corrin.
Yes, sir.
I've advised them not to step out of line or to be too curious about what they may see or hear. Thanks for phoning me, Countess. I didn't expect Corkin to enter into the picture.
Oh, he was no trouble. I told him he had made a mistake. He was a bit persistent, but he will not bother me again.
Well, I brought you the English translation of Professor Kessel's diary. I want you to read it carefully.
Yes, sir.
See if you can discover any clues in it. My experts have found nothing. Not a single line to give us the name of the Nazi spy we are after here in Calcutta.
Yeah, I will read this carefully.
By the way, did you receive that dart game I gave you?
Yes, I have been practicing, General. Watch this. I'm getting quite expert. From a distance of 8 feet, I can easily throw the dart so it will stick inside a small circle. You see? A little practice. I have had little else to do.
Excellent. At least you should be good enough to impress the killer, whoever he may be. Now, I want you to go down in the hotel cafe for dinner. You go alone. And then you'll go to the pleasant little game room adjoining the dining room. Start throwing the darts. And perhaps something will happen.
Yes, sir.
Now, keep your eyes and ears open. And remember, you are Countess Catherine von Falkenberg, a wealthy refugee from Austria.
Yes, sir.
Know your story. Stick to it. Meanwhile, study this German diary material. I am positive the name of the Nazi spy is hidden somewhere in this writing.
Well, is this so-called Austrian countess really Elena? And is she in Calcutta to help General Leander's British agents trap the spy? General Leander didn't say. Let's hope Flip Corkin doesn't blunder into this affair and spoil things. But you know Flip. And when he's on the loose, anything can happen. Because in spite of the warning he received, he is a mighty curious gent. But hang on, gang, and we'll get a tip about tomorrow's Calcutta spy story.
Wake up, Puffy Sparky, is the wheat that shot from guns. Here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Rat-a-da-da-da, bang, bang.
Gang, for a grand, delicious repast, try Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies or Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies with bananas or berries, with fresh or canned fruits, with custard or ice cream. Gosh, is that ever delish. Or just shake these gay-as-a-picnic grains from the package, add milk and sugar, and dive in. These big, fat grains of wheat and rice are shot from guns, made 8 times bigger, made more tasty, crispier, extra swelliganzer. Grocers have fine, fresh stocks of Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies and Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies in the big red and blue Quaker package. Buy both kinds. Now for today's victogram. Fly on, you Yankee Thunderbird. Your job is nearly done. Your mission's almost ended. Almost finished is the Hun. Terry and the Pirates is dramatized for radio by Albert Barker, who says, there's danger and sudden death lurking in the Hooghly Hotel. And a pretty girl can run into all sorts of trouble when she attempts to locate a Nazi spy. If this Countess Catherine is Elena, we'll find out tomorrow. And perhaps we'll get a real clue out of Professor Kessel's German diary, too. So get on the trail of adventure in Calcutta, India. Same time, same station. This is the Blue Network.